Pierce and Egger checked the station the following Sunday and found a double guard posted outside the traffic manager's office. One Jack stationed himself near the door and the second was positioned near the front of the stairs.
"Why?" Pierce asked when he saw the two guards. "Why, in God's name, why?"
In later courtroom testimony, it emerged that the South Eastern Railway management changed hands in the autumn of 1854. Its new owner, Mr. Willard Perkins, was a gentleman of philanthropic bent, whose concern for the lower classes was such that he introduced a policy of employing more people at all positions on the line, in order to provide honest work for those who might otherwise be tempted into lawlessness and improvident promiscuity. The extra personnel were hired for this reason alone. The railway never suspected a robbery, and indeed Mr. Perkins was greatly shocked when his line was eventually robbed. It's also true that at this time the South Eastern Railway was trying to build new access lines into central London, and this caused the displacement of many families and the destruction of their houses. Thus, this philanthropic endeavour had a certain public relations aspect in the minds of the railway owners.
"No gammon on Sunday," Egger said, looking at the two guards. "Perhaps Christmas?"
Pierce shook his head. It was possible that security might be relaxed on Christmas Day, but they could not depend on that.
"We need something routine," he said.
"Well, there's nothing to be done by day."
"Yes," Pierce said, "but we don't know the full night routine. We never had an all-night watch."
At night, the station was deserted, and loiterers and tramps were briskly ordered off by the policemen making their rounds.
"They'll shoo away a canary," Egger said, "and perhaps collar him as well."
"I was thinking of a canary in a lurk," Pierce said.
A concealed man could remain all night in the station.
"Clean Willy?"
"No," Pierce said. "Clean Willy is a mouth and a flat, without a downy bone in his body. He's glucky."
"It's true, he's glucky," Egger said.
Clean Willy, dead at the time of the trial, was noted in courtroom testimony to be of diminished faculties of reasoning. This was reported by several witnesses. Pierce himself said,
"We felt we could not trust him to do the surveillance. If he were apprehended, he would put down on us, reveal our plans, and never know the difference."